Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I see light mango.
Dave Wunstedt.
5 o'clock. Make sure someone write that down for Alex so he has it, okay?
Tanner, you write that down for Alex.
Write that down for Alex so he knows.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wunstedt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wunstedt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any, you can see it's tough to get any serious work done here, but...
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
Mine was after the game, Ben Johnson taking off his shirt.
Of course it would. Of course it would.
It was exciting, right? You finally feel like you have a coach who is really excited and just has this energy about him. But I got two questions for you, Coach. Have you ever taken off your shirt in the locker room out of excitement?
No, but I will say this. My wife, I said, how old is Ben? I lost track of that because I said, God, the guy's in great shape. And I looked it up and my wife said, when you were that age, you could have been right there with them. Now, I still, from my age, I'm not bad, but there's no shirt taken off for me. No, I've never done that in the locker room.
It looks like he had been working out and he maybe even had a tan.
Well, no, a tan. Come on. The tan's been gone for a couple months here in Chicago. No,
all right,
he has been working out.
Is something tall and strong. They get a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You know what? I got to tell you guys this. Monday night, I'm down at Gibson's. We have the corner table, where I can see the TV. My wife and I, the window seat there, high top, in the bar, see the thing. Perfect setup. That's kind of my spot. And people were all excited, obviously, about the Bears. A guy sitting at the table over, he says, Coach, I got to admit to you now. And he goes, I'm a two-finger bourbon drinker. And I went, great. Did he just say that? So he's probably listening. God bless you. Yeah. I appreciated your comment. I know he's listening.
Did you get what you needed from this try by Alex with the bourbon?
Yes, I did. Yes. Because I'm going to another party after this, so I told him two fingers, but the ice kind of... No, Alex was good this time.
Extra ice cube,
there
too.
You go.
Good job,
and
Alex.
Thank you, Ashley, for the bourbon. That's outstanding.
Wow, you called her Ashley.
I did. That's her name.
Well, I know, but you've called her Leslie in the past.
I know. That's Leslie. When I was drinking Bradshaw bourbon.
Thank you, Leslie.
I
was just telling these guys. Terry called yesterday. And because their big game this week on Fox is Bears Packers, right?
Sure.
So he calls yesterday.
Needs some intel.
And so we're talking for 20 minutes, and he says, hey, Coach, he says, what's today, Tuesday? I said, yeah, it's Tuesday, Terry. 1:30 or whatever it was. And he said, God, today, I got to go. I got to call you back. He says, today's my podcast day, and I'm 20 minutes late from getting on, I said, okay, Terry.
He is unbelievable.
He's having too much of his own bourbon.
Coach, what's it been like for you this week? Because Bears-Packers means a lot. You've been dealing with a lot of Packers fans?
Well, yes. They, you know, I was just trying to be honest with my comments on Molly and Haw, and they didn't appreciate it. I think, you know, so it came down to the game at the end or something. I forget how the question was, and I said, you know, I said, I like Caleb. If each team has one drive, I like Caleb to win the game. I'm not a big fan of Jordan Love's at the end of the game. I've seen him just, you know, throw interceptions in the end zone and just do stuff. And Jordan Love, you know, is maybe a Hall of Famer. Who knows where it'll end up? So I wasn't being really critical of him. I was just making a comparison between the two. Oh, boy. You better not say, if you're a Green Bay fan, you better not say anything about against Jordan Love. That's for darn sure. But
they came to get you a little bit.
But I will say this. Yeah, I will say this. It's amazing. I walk the streets of Chicago. All the shows I do, The Score, NBC, Marquee, on and on and on, Big Ten Network. And I walked all the shows. And when Bears are doing bad, I've been cussed at. I've been, you know.
It's your fault?
Oh, Coach, you watched the UNO's blank Bears. This last 2 weeks, I mean, it's amazing. You know how they say Chicago's a great city? Everybody looks you in the eye and says hello to you? Well, that's how it's been for me since the Bears are winning. So my life has been a lot better. And I ain't got a damn thing to do with it. I'm just trying to get from The Score to NBC. That's all.
How much
fun was it for you to watch what happened on Friday with the Bears versus the Eagles?
Wow, and that's right in my wheelhouse. You know, the way the Bears won, you know, running the football like they did, and how they're doing it, and that leads me to the next point. You know, when I was working for Fox in LA. It's when the 49ers were Shanahan, when they were going to Super Bowls. I'm thinking you back 4 or 5 years, whatever it was. And I did a story for TV for Sunday for the pregame show about their offense. And the bottom line was that they were doing more shifts, more motions than anybody in the NFL. But the key point was that for every time they motioned or shift and they had a running play, they had an identical pass play off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm watching all their game tape, if you're playing linebacker and here they come full speed ahead, it's really tough to tell, is it a run or is it a pass? And as I watch the Bears with our motions and our shifts and the misdirection runs, that was the first thought that came to my mind. I mean, you cannot be on defense and say, okay, you know, they're lined up in the eye and it's going to be two backs and two tight ends and they're going to come right at us and try to bloody our nose. I mean, the highlight play for me was the one, there were a lot of them. I mean, that little toss play that we cut back and they used Cole Kmet as a trapper. We call it a wham, but it was actually a trap. He motioned one way and came back and blocked, just cut down the defensive end, got his hands down until Swift hit it, and they tossed the ball. Swift took one thing. The Eagles started running like it was a toss, and the whole design of the play was to cut it back across the grain. So, I mean, there was just a lot of that stuff that we're doing that's really, really good. And God, to beat the Eagles like that without throwing the ball, people realize that the longest pass a wide receiver had all day was 13 yards.
Man.
We had one pass play over 20 yards, and that was the last one to come at. We had two runs over 20. So we had more big plays in the running game than we did in the pass game. And to beat the Eagles like that, and I'm going to give my Cowboys a little bit of love here because I think the Cowboys took the heart out of the Eagles the week before. Eagles were up 21-0, right? And the Cowboys came back, shut them out the second half. Give Matt Eberflus credit. That defense, in the past 4 weeks, their defense has gone from 30th to in the top five in the NFL, Dallas's defense, in the last 4 or 5 weeks. And so they shut them out the second half, and then they lose. You know, then Dallas beats them 23-21. I think that I don't know if the Eagles will recover all year from that. Really,
Coach. Boy, there's a lot of good stuff in there. So the way they ran it against the Eagles, can they do that against anybody? Like, did they show you that they can do that against anybody, or was there something about the fit?
Every week there's some variations. You know, the one play that I loved is when they motioned. If you can picture this, they motioned Swift from a receiver spot in a slot to the backfield. Okay, so he was actually lined up like a fullback. And on the snap of the ball, they blocked everybody down.
Yep.
It was a counter step. The back, Monongai took a step to the left. Again, misdirection to get them coming this way. But the key to that is how you're going to block the end guy on the line, because he's looking right at you. And this is really genius, I think, of Ben. I mean, they released Swift. I'm sorry, they released DJ Moore like he was a receiver. So the defensive end is Lawrence, and DJ runs by him like, okay, and kind of puts his hands on him. So the natural reaction is, oh, man, this is a receiver. He's going out for a pass. So he puts his hands on him and takes one step to widen. Everybody else is blocking down, and bang, we hit that thing right inside him. I mean, it was a great executed by the players, but really great design, I thought. You know, and little things like that, they impressed me. I know the running game pretty good. I got fired for running the ball too much, so I know the running. But
well, if they go out and they try to do
47 this runs, too. Do you know that?
The
Bears had 47.
They ran 6 yards to carry.
They ran 85 plays, Coach.
Coach, they were getting close to my 40. Although Ricky had, what, 42 himself? We had
42 with 35 scissors, right? But so if they go out and they try to do that against Green Bay, what's different?
Well, I think Green Bay's playing better right now than the Eagles are. There's a lot more incentive. They're going to try something. I don't think they'll try the same thing. There'll be a little variation one way or another. But, and the Eagles, one of their big defensive tackles is out, you know, so that's going to be good, you know. And what they do, and the big thing will be Parsons. That's going to be the talk. You know, TV will be talking that up till you're forever. But I don't know. I mean, I got a whole different opinion on how I had Jason Taylor, and I wouldn't move Parsons around. I mean, I think that's the Bears' advantage, because I saw him, Parsons was lined up as a middle linebacker, and the ball was snapped, okay? Who'd they play? Detroit. Detroit snapped the ball. Cousins had the ball and was doing this before he even got to the line of scrimmage to rush. You know what I mean? So I think I'd put him at defensive end, and I just leave him there.
Well, John Kuhn was telling us yesterday that first and second down, he lines up primarily on your left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it'll be interesting to see what the Bears choose to do to help out. If Ozzie Trapillo's their man there again this week, if how they go about trying to help him against him. The problem for me is that guy's a monster. The other guy, Rashawn Gary, also really good. Like, the amount of attention that you have to pay to both of those guys is something that Ben's going to have to account for. What I think is interesting, I'd love to get your opinion on it. You were talking about this run game and what Ben's offense has been all about. The motions, the shifts, the misdirection,
mm-hmm.
the fact that we haven't seen the Bears jump off sides over the last few weeks. Everything looks like it's more buttoned up. What do you attribute that to? Because it seems like everyone's got it now, what Ben is trying to do.
All jumping off sides is lack of focus, right? I mean, just concentrating on what you're doing and being disciplined. I mean, I just think that the guy's gotten better. I mean, you know, everyone's talking. I don't know whose offensive line is the best or the worst, but I'll tell you what, ours is playing as good as anybody right now. And, you know, Ryan Poles deserves some credit. I mean, you know, we are playing with 4 out of our 5 offensive linemen are new from last year.
And you're rotating a left tackle.
And we're rotating a left tackle.
They've had 3 different left tackles this year.
Yeah. So it's that offensive line coach, he's done a great job of bringing these guys together, and it's it's really been fun to watch. It really has.
Yeah, damn, Roshad doing a great job. So what's the counter? Like, if you're a defensive coordinator, as you were for decades, or a head coach, as you were for a long time as well, how do you counter what the Bears are doing? You bring safeties up? Do you load the box? Are you afraid of this Bears offense then throwing it on you? What do you do differently if you want to stop a run game like that?
The first time they played the Vikings, if you remember on this show, I talked about it. When teams run the stretch play like the Bears do, and then they cut it back. That, you know, that's that takes a talented back to be – the linemen are going to take you the way you want to go, and then it's up to the back on his own to start coming back, and he could hit that thing at three different places in one game, and it's the same play. Now, the how I would defend it is what the Vikings did in the first game. The Vikings in the first game, they were knocking our guys back. Now, I think our offensive line's a lot better today. But if you get penetration up the field, all of a sudden it cuts down on the cutback angle of the back.
So the Eagles were like following the line and letting them get pushed side to side.
They were flowing to the ball. They were flowing to the ball.
And that's how you get them sideways.
That's how you get them going sideways, and that's where the big lanes come in to cut back. If you come up the field this way, all of a sudden I get the ball and there's a guy right there that I don't have that cutback. If that guy's 2 yards off and running, boy, there's a soft spot there now.
That's just with the regular personnel. That way you're not loading up personnel. You're just making it muddy with the guys you have there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all you got to do. I mean, you know, we did that. I mean, that's... could we face that play? I mean, you know, the plays are the same. I mean, the run game really hasn't changed. Now everybody's running the counter. The kings of the counter back in the day, really, when I first started coaching the NFL, it was the Washington Commanders now with
the Hogs.
With the Hogs, with Jacoby and Grimm and those guys and John Riggins and whoever else they had. They would run that counter play until you surrendered, and they would maul you. And how did we stop that? We would get up the field and we would knock those pullers off, you know. And
look at that smile on Coach. I mean, as he thinks about this.
Well, Denver with Alex Gibbs and Schlereth and all of those guys, they were doing it. It's a big stuff, Coach. We've been talking a little bit about the concept of managing the game at the quarterback position. Speaks and I think we found where we're at on it.
Yeah, we got it, Coach.
That the idea of
Ben, tell him you got it.
managing the game is fine, and seeing Caleb manage games lately, even though the statistics don't look great, but when those big moments come up, he's been big in those moments. How do you deal with this, where everyone wants the quarterback to be the reason why the team's winning, and I feel like Caleb's doing a pretty good job of just kind of going with the flow and now starting to pick his spots on when to be aggressive?
You know, what's funny, I remember Tom Brady, when he was with the Bucs 2 years ago, he came out of the game and he threw, I don't think he threw the ball down the field, and the Bucs won by 2 scores, and he says... And they asked him, they said, geez, Tom, you really didn't throw the ball down the field too much. And he says, well, I knew I didn't have to. He says, the way our defense was playing in our running game, you know. So, I mean, Brady knew as a quarterback, and I was just amazed by that comment because he wasn't just playing the quarterback position. Huh. He knew how good his defense was playing, how good his running game was, and he put it all together and said, okay, I don't need to take any chances. All I got to do is just – take the money, take the easy throws, and we're going to win this game. And that was his comment, and people were like taken back. And I remember saying to myself, wow, you get a quarterback that understands the big picture like that, that's pretty remarkable.
And
I think by managing the game with Caleb, I mean, you know, whether he realized what he was doing or not, you know, that was the key. I mean, like I said, we did not have – I remember the – 40, I guess it would have been, I don't know, in the 80s, I was at the U, because I remember the game was in the Orange Bowl, and the 49ers beat the Cincinnati Bengals, okay? And
talking about the John Taylor touchdown to win it?
Yeah, John Taylor touchdown. And I was at, we watched that game, I went up, we took our wives and Jimmy and his wife, and I remember being at this place we used to go to down in Miami, and Joe Montana and Marino and some guys walked into it, okay? And Montana was we were talking about that game, and he said the longest pass that he completed all day was one 20-yard pass to Jerry Rice. Now, there was a lot of run after the catch. Okay, and a lot of big plays, and that's been in my mind, because I think that's the one thing that the Bears, that's to come yet. You know what I mean? When you see Detroit play, and that's Ben's offense, you see St. Brown and those guys catch that ball, and they were, I mean, if you don't tackle them, they're going to go 50 yards and
yes,
score.
Yes, sir.
And we haven't quite got to that point yet, in my mind, you know, watching the Bears.
That's great stuff, because he did that with Taylor and with Rice at the same time. Marino was doing it with Duper and Clayton.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd run these little 10-yard passes, and those guys would run for 60.
Exactly. And so, you know, you come out of the game like we did, and you say, okay, there weren't any big pass plays. But, you know, I think the run after the catch is still – it's still on the way. You know, there's a lot of offense yet that we can I think that the Bear fans are going to see, and we're going to need. And you know what? Everyone's saying, oh, you know, we're running it this many times. Hey, this might be the game. You never know when you're going to go out there and crazy things happen with your defense or turnovers on offense, or you can't run the ball, and now it's the fourth quarter, and you look up, and Caleb's going to have to throw it 40 times. You know, so that's coming. I mean, there's no question about that. But until you have to do it, don't force it. Just do what you have to do to win. That's the game.
We're broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, through it all. Before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in Sunday from noon until 3:25 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show, streamed exclusively on YouTube and Twitch. The postgame show is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Coach, did you come into Chicago and say, we're going to beat the Packers? Like LaFleur, Ben clearly said, LaFleur, I like beating him.
No, we beat him my first game we played him, and that was basically it. And, you know, but it was Brett Favre and Reggie White and Sean Jones. Oh, God. I mean, you know, they were every other year or something going to the Super Bowl. You know, it's kind of funny because now I'm at the Dolphins. Okay. My first game at the Dolphins, we open up with the Seattle Seahawks. Mike Holmgren is the coach. And Mike and I are good friends to this day. And they put my picture on the damn ticket, you know, and I was trying to just hide and get this game out of the way, and they're you know, it's a big deal down there in Miami, and so we're playing them in Miami, and I am going back to, because I know Mike's offense. I mean, I was the defense coordinator of the Cowboys when he was with the 49ers, so I've been defending this offense for, like, it seemed like forever, okay? So, you know it inside and out, and it's who got a player that can make a play. And so we're getting ready for this game. And, God, I'm just a wreck because it's the first game in Miami. It's at home. Sell out. Here we go. On and on and on. Home, you know, the Green Bay offense. I got Brett Favre nightmares in my sleep. So we play the game, you know, and we shut him out. I think it was 23-0. We intercepted him like four times. So we're walking over to shake hands afterwards, and Mike puts his hand out, and he shakes, and he says, wow, those plays didn't look the same without Brett Favre in there, did they? And I love that call. I don't know. I forget. And I says, no, I guess they, you know, and I'm walking back into the locker room saying, you know what? They didn't. We intercepted them all, you know. So, he was great. He was great. He said, yeah, you know, dude, those damn plays didn't look the same, did they, without Brennan there?
What was ownership like with you? Did they want to talk to players when you were coaching about the Bears-Packers rivalry?
Yeah, because George talked to the rookies this week about the Packers.
Oh, did he? Yeah. You know, the route that I went, I had a lot of guys on the team that I kept a lot of guys.
Holdovers from like 85.
Yeah, there were 14 when I first took the job, and I think we ended up with about 8. You know, but on my first year, it was Dent and McMichael, and it was Sean Gale, and it was Kevin Butler and Van Horn. So I mean, I had a nice group of guys, and they were all Fridge, and they were all fantastic. They were all, you know, at the end, it was their last hurrah, and. So what I did, I had them. I said, hey, Kevin, I want you to – I remember specifically – I forget who else I had. I think I had two, maybe three. McMichael – I might ask Steve to do something. But I remember specifically Kevin Butler, because he really – he brought it to life – and I had him stand up and talk to the current team about the rivalry, you know, back in the days and what it was all about. And they lived it. So, I mean, I think that was probably a little bit like George. I mean, George has lived this his whole life, so it brings it to life a little more, and it was good. So I didn't know that George McCaskey did that.
Yeah, he likes to share the history of the team. I think it's probably a good thing. He doesn't like to say the word Packers. He, like Jared says, the team up north. Or I think, doesn't he call them like the Evil Empire or something like that? Like he's got a couple different names for them that are not the Green Bay Packers.
He also owns urinal pucks with Packer logos on it. And at Virginia's funeral, those were in the bathrooms.
Come on.
No, seriously.
It's a true story,
That's
Coach.
A real thing. That's a real thing
that's
that happened.
That's a true story.
By the way, tonight, you want to talk about something big.
Go ahead.
Coaches, Cowboys. Thursday Night Football, we will have the game for you as the Cowboys take on the Lions, and this could be a playoff elimination game. We will carry pregame starting at 6:30 and kickoff at 7:15 here on The Score and the Odyssey app. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get Coach's keys to the Bears getting a victory against Green Bay, and he's going to have some picks, too. I'm looking at it right now. Let's see what he's got next here on The
Score. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Score.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Dave Wannstedt is here with us inside of the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. Thanks to everyone who stuck around. I see the Lost Boys have made it in, too. We appreciate you for coming in and hanging out. We figured when Matt left that everyone would leave. And then I was like, well, Dave's coming, and Dave's a lot of fun, and people like seeing Dave. And in fact, we'll take some questions from the audience.
Yeah, if we got time.
Inside this segment.
Absolutely. We absolutely can. I got to ask you one thing real quick, though, Coach. I know you got your picks as well. Matt LaFleur referred to the Bears as, quote, a vision defense. Said they're a vision defense when he was talking about the defensive backs and all the interceptions that they've got. You know what he means by that?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know for a fact, but I would interpret it the interception last week that that Byard had. You know, he's made a lot of interceptions. He was the deep safety on that, and they were throwing the ball underneath to the receiver, and his vision on the quarterback, you know, when to break, that's a big thing. Some guys, you know, you always break when the quarterback takes his front hand off the ball. That's when you know. As long as he's got two hands on the ball, you can't throw it, obviously. But when he takes that front hand off the ball, it's coming out. And I used to work with defensive guys, and some of them could never get that. They'd always be late.
Hmm.
He's got an uncanny ability to anticipate, to see the routes. He's studying them. He anticipates what's coming. When the quarterback, here it comes, he sees it and he reacts to it. I would think that that's what he's talking about with vision, you know?
Yeah, and maybe that bodes well against the guy like Jordan Love.
Yeah, and they tell you that tells me that they're doing their homework because the defensive backs are studying the big picture, and at least the safeties are, you know?
Speaks, I got something for you before we take questions from the audience for Coach and before we get to Coach's picks. This is from Matt Schneidman, who covers the Packers for The Athletic. Packers OC Adam Stenovich on how he took Ben Johnson's shot at Matt LaFleur from his intro presser. Quote, "Yeah, you take it personal for sure. I'll just leave it at that."
Close quote. Of course. So, yeah, I mean, you could tell going back to the offseason and camp that it got under Matt LaFleur's skin. So, and just like Stacey Dales told Mully and Hall, what, yesterday morning, that anything they can do to get their team to play violent, they will do. I mean, you use any little slight that you can, and there's one. Hell, Coach used to make them up and put them in Sean Gale's locker, right?
Well, it was the University of Miami we made them up, yes.
I thought you said you made them up here, too.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if I did. I may have, but I remember specifically because we were so good at Miami that our guys were like, who we got this week? Nebraska?
Wait, Turner Gill is good, you guys.
Coach, we had to come up with some stuff down there to get them to get off the bus, you know? Yeah.
All right, so we have questions. We didn't have any questions from the audience? Oh, I didn't know how we were going to do it.
Here's one right here. Our guy played categories. Dan, what you got?
Well, we
got
to wait for a microphone.
Go ahead. Just shout it out. I can hear you. You don't need a mic.
You need a mic.
So, Coach, just regarding the draft picks we had this year, Luther Burden.
Ozzie Trapillo.
But what do you think about Luther? I mean, is he your wide receiver one of the future? I mean, Colston Love, we know what he is. He's awesome. Yeah. But I really like Luther a lot, and I just, when he catches the ball, his movement, the way he eludes those DBs, do you see him maybe down the line maybe being that wide receiver one?
I do.
No, you know, knock on.
I think Luther Burden, well, last year when he came out of the draft, he was the second best receiver in the whole draft with the yards after the catch. In other words, once he caught the ball, he had the most yards after the catch of any receiver in the draft. And I think he's a tough guy. If you see him, they'll put him in down there in the red zone where you got a block. I definitely think he could be a frontline guy. There's no question about that. He's tough. He can catch, and he'll run after the catch. So, now, you mentioned Colson. Let me say this. Last week, I'm going to ask you, fourth down and five at a critical time in the game, and Ben decides to go for it. Who do they throw the ball to?
Loveland on the sideline. He had great feet on that play.
Loveland, a one-on-one outside running an out pattern.
Yep.
That tells me that's the confidence that Ben has in this kid's hands. He might have the best hands of any receiver, anybody we got on the team.
Hmm.
You know, him and DJ Moore.
All right, one more before we get to Coach's picks.
Hey, Coach. So, with the run game against the Eagles and how dominating they were, the expectation is that LaFleur is going to have a counter for that on Sunday. Should we expect Ben Johnson to counter his counter ahead of time?
Yes.
Like set him up with what was successful?
Absolutely. You know, they were – the Eagles – Vic Fangio, we all know well, great defense coordinator, one of the best in the league. You know, keep in mind, when they won the Super Bowl last year, they didn't blitz one time. Vic is not a big blitz guy. He wants to play with four, and he likes to play those two deep safeties so you don't get any big pass plays. And they stayed with it, and I'm watching this, and they stayed with it, and they stayed with it. And he would not bring one of those safeties down very often and put him in the area to stop the run. He just didn't want to do it. Because when you do that, Now you're leaving those corners one-on-one. And I don't know what Philly's corner situation was, but it wasn't good. You know, with that guy's hurt or whatever. So to answer your question, yes. Jeff Hafley, I know him very well. The defensive coordinator for the Packers. Expect to see a safety down in there real fast and to stop the run. And, you know, and I would think that they're going to see, you know, let Caleb see if Caleb can beat him throwing it. You know, that's what I would do with a young quarterback, you know, who's been kind of hot and cold a little bit, to be honest with you.
And you said it earlier in the other segment that this might sometimes Caleb's going to have to throw it 40 times. It might end up this weekend. You never know.
It could end up this weekend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Packers are they're talented. They're young. They're one of the youngest defenses in the NFL. Philly's an old team, you know, so there's. You know, Philly had the rings, and that sometimes that can be bad. You know, that's a long off season. It's tough to get motivated, you know, year after year. It really is. They call it the Super Bowl hangover.
Got some picks for us, Coach?
I do.
All right, let's do it.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wannstedt.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
Okay, my first one, I'm taking the Vikings, okay, -1.5. I really like Minnesota to, I don't know how, but I think Washington, they're at home, and Washington, I think, is a little bit more of a mess right now. I'm taking the Ravens over my Steelers, you know, and again, Lamar didn't practice today, so I don't know how they're either, okay, but I'm taking them. The team that I do like, and this is going to be a heck of a game. These two teams are even almost in every statistic, from turnover margin to third to everything. I'm taking the Jaguars to beat the Colts, only for the fact the Jaguars have won 3 in a row. The Colts have lost 3 out of 4, okay? And then my last pick, the Rams lost last week. You know how mad they are going to be, and they're playing Arizona. So my fourth pick is those L.A. Rams. That's it.
That was the Four Winds Forecast every week with Dave Wannstedt. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
Speaks loves to take your notes. Be caller 6 right now to 312-540-0670 to win a $200 gift certificate to our friends at Four Winds Casino.
Go ahead. What don't you like?
No, actually, Coach, I just want to look at the slate. It's a good slate week.
Yeah. Starting tonight.
Yeah, starting tonight. And then you mentioned the Colts and the Jags, a good one. Pitt and Baltimore is a great one. You know,
Hey, do you realize this? And I'm sure you guys do. People do. Dan Campbell, 0-for-7 on his last 7 fourth down attempts.
Yeah, we were talking about it the other day. They might have to change their identity. Because when they know they're fourth down team, it changes their third down plays.
I don't know the rhyme or reason on that. You know, it's.
By the way, Packers 3-for-3 last week on fourth down.
Were they? Nice jump.
Yeah. Hey, man. This thing is so hot and heavy. We're going to have some fun again tomorrow. Micah Parsons said today he doesn't think the Bears have much respect for the Packers. Like, you know, he's starting to feel it a little bit. You talked about the OC saying.
I'm glad that someone up there admitted it.
Yes.
You know what makes me, it's kind of funny because they moved Parsons around. Yeah, we were talking about linebacker. He said, oh, God, he's on the guard. He's outside. My question is, do they change his number every time they move him around?
He's still number one.
Coach, his number is the same. If the back zero. If your back is assigned to helping on Parsons, whether he's lined up there or there, it don't make a damn. If they're going to slide the front to Parsons, offensive line, whether he's there, we'll slide this way. If he's there, the center says slide left.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, unless he's changing his number, I was never a big fan of that. Anyway,
I hope that everyone here someday has a feeling as good as I have when Dave Wannstedt calls me coach. I mean, there's just nothing like it.
It's.
I never coached a lick of football my whole life. It doesn't matter. God love you.
You know, moving Parsons around, I used to say to my assistant coaches, because they'd come in and say, oh, coach, we can move Jason.
I remember when I coached
for you. We can move Jason Taylor around. I would say, you know what? That's clinic talk. That stuff sounds good. Keep it. when you're doing a clinic somewhere and talking to these high school coaches and college coaches, draw that up, okay? They'll love it. They'll
on think the field, we'll leave them right where
they'll think you're a genius. That's clinic talk, coach. In my opinion, and just, it's like a spy, right? We're gonna put a spy in there, please.
And just so we all know, Mike is number one.
Oh, I thought he was zero.
He's number one.
All right.
He's a zero in our hearts.
Yeah. He'll be a zero after this weekend. Yeah.
I thought he was zero too.
No, he's number one.
Don't tell him that. He'll be
upset.
Mad at us. I know.
Yeah, he will definitely be
Packer
upset.
Packer fans are going to be mad at you. You didn't know his number.
Yeah, I didn't.
You're going to take the blunt of that, Spiggs.
That's your IQ, buddy. Zero.
Packer fans were mad at me this morning. They offered
he
me a
He went on
bet.
Wisconsin radio,
yeah.
Coach.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we come back. They offered me a bet, Coach. I said no, I wouldn't take it.
Ooh.
No. You'll hear it. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Coach, enjoy your party.
All right, I'm out of here. Yep. Didn't mean to bother you guys.
No, thanks, buddy. Never. It's never a bother. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Wanstead. My man. We need to take a break. When we come back, we got to talk about this bet that Spiegs had going on when he went on the radio with John Kuhn. They're not saying Kuhn. They're booing. They're booing. That's what's happening. It's got him all fired up. So we will hear about that bet and maybe some other stuff before we get out of here. That's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
I still think your team is a year, maybe even two away from being a top and you have to fear them in the NFC type team.
So that was John Kuhn, the former Packers fullback, yesterday on our show. Today, Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score, was a guest on his show along with Rami Makhlouf up in Milwaukee. So he had the same kind of ideas that the Bears just aren't quite ready, and it led to some friendly wagering that I declined.
You give me an over-under 150 yards rushing, I'm taking that over.
Wow!
They average more than that. They average more than that. Wow. The Bills are the only teams that average more than that.
We've done this crossover interview. I jumped on your guys' show yesterday. You jumped on with us today. I think there needs to be a friendly wager in place. The loser goes out and buys a hat of the other team and has to wear it the entire week going into week 16. Fair?
Spiegs, are you down?
I cannot accept these terms, Mr. Kuhn.
So what terms are you willing to throw up there, Mr. 150 yards rushing in the game?
Let's negotiate the terms. How about, I'll have the hat nearby in the studio.
No, on the head. On the head.
No, I can't. I lived through Aaron Rodgers, my friend. I can't do it. And Brett Favre. Look at this.
The Bears are having a magical season, very similar to the Giants a few years ago with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. And now they're in position to be not just the first place team in the NFC North, but the first place team in the NFC. And he won't even take a wager to wear a hat.
I like the idea of the bet, but wearing the hat, the hat implies affection. And I can't have that. I can't abide that. We got to think, Rami.
Isn't this a friendly rivalry? Both Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson came out and said it's a friendly rivalry.
I noticed Matt LaFleur didn't mention Ben yesterday as he ran down the entire list of Bears employees. Pretty much, he called out the O-line coach Declan Doyle. He called out equipment manager Tony Medlin. I believe he praised Staley, the mascot, even, but before he got to Ben Johnson. He mentioned Ryan Poles. But what the hell?
So not friendly.
No, not so friendly, is right.
Why don't we just make the wager, what politicians always do? I happen to know John is a big fan of, I don't know if he wants me revealing this on the air, of Chicago deep dish pizza, specifically the Lou Malnati's variety that you can get delivered to you frozen. Is there a Wisconsin delicacy that you enjoy and one of you sends the other, one of your state's finest foods if the other team were to win the football game on Sunday? Is there a Wisconsin food that you really like, Matt Spiegel?
No.
You
could have gone cheese curds.
I gave him curds or the option of a
pornography.
pornography and fireworks. And
ownership of the Bong Recreational Center out there.
I said like a good veal brat with kraut. I like a good veal brat.
I'm glad you didn't take the bet.
Because the hat is too much, man.
I do think that you could have taken a version of the bet, though. Make it one day. And here's the reason why.
I'm not wearing that thing.
Not you. Imagine John Kuhn having to wear a Bears hat.
I know. That'd be awesome.
For you, it's going to be dirt off your shoulder. You're going to do it the one day, dirt off your shoulder. A picture of John Kuhn wearing a Bears cap
would be delightful.
Man.
It's true. Well, the bet we ended up with was the food transfer, the classic mayoral food transfer.
I like that.
And the hat in the studio. Nearby.
I like that.
So if we have to, we can put it on something else. Put it on one of the Bulls Christmas tree. We'll put it on the Bulls Christmas tree.
There's no Christmas for the Bulls. Yep.
Man, this is
the only thing they're going to give us Christmas.
This is a fun day in here in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio.
Thanks to everyone who stuck around towards the end. Thanks to everyone involved with the show. Great work today by our guy Connor, our guy Rich Wyatt, my guy Alex, my guy Tanny. Baby T was back there helping out. We appreciate him. So for everyone and my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor. Tomorrow, it's Friday of Bears-Packers week. Man, do we have a show for you. We'll see you at 2 o'clock right here on The Score.
All right, I got to go here, guys. I got something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.